Good morning, MGTOW man. What a fantastic fucking morning. I was thinking I've never had it so fucking good, you know? And it's terrific. So, yeah. Very fortunate man. And, you know, I'm able to get stuff done. And so, you know, I hate starting up the car to, just turn it round or something so you get all this condensation inside the engine and it just sits there for a week. And that uses up the fucking, the emulsifiers and the detergent and the fucking, corrosion inhibitors in the motor oil for no particular purpose. So I drove into town, filled the fucking car up with fuel, warm, got the engine nice and hot, and had to boil out all the fucking condensate, you know. And I'm going back home to fucking work on the car, you know, do things around the house and stuff, you know, which is good. And we've got especially wonderful weather. It's cool nights, like say 9 degrees, and it's about 25, 26 degrees during the day. That's just fantastic. I love it like that. It's a bit of a spell between the fucking heat waves, you know. Yeah, so it's good. You know, it's good to have a little bit of health to sort of encourage you to have more health and do more and get a little bit more busy and do a few other things and that, you know, which is really important. And I'm so grateful for all the men on MGTOW TV. It's been a fabulous time. I've really enjoyed it, you know. And, you know, And, you know, I'm not sure if life can actually really get any better. I'm pretty fucking amazed at how good it is right now, you know. So, car's overdue for a bit of a fucking service. So, yeah, that's good. It's not good. I need to do something about it and get all the stuff done. But I can do it today. I can do things today that I wasn't able to a while back, you know. And, yeah. Hello. Yeah. So it's good. And I think I'm somewhere around about the 23rd day. I'm into my 36th year of being drug free. Fuck, that was a deep hole to bloody crawl out of, you know? And I think, well, you know, in some ways, self-medicating is a legitimate sort of way to get through life, especially if you don't have any incredibly damaged and incredibly fucking no way to deal with things. And all the sort of options that you should have kind of been raised to being aware of and to pursue were crushed out of existence, so that no matter what you did, no matter how hard you tried, nothing was going to get better, and there was no help and no one would fucking assist you, and you know, just die quietly. You know, that's the message my family gave me, you know. We don't know, we don't care, it's not our problem, just shut up and quit bothering us, you know. Go sit in the corner, kids shall be seen and not heard. In your case, kids shall not be seen and kids shall not be heard. And you don't count for anything kind of stuff, you know. A lot of it, you know. But, yeah, it's remarkable. So these are the big picture issues, and I'm succeeding. And, I mean, some enemies are just fucking cunts. That's all they are. They're only good for bloody shooting, you know. But a lot of enemies, the not so horrendous ones, although I don't like it, and this seems to be how life just goes, you know, they're opportunities to turn their lemons into lemonade, to make me a better person, to get some character and get some smarts and get some life experience and know how to deal with these fucking cunts, you know. And the thing is that with corrupt people, is that there's that old saying that if you give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves, you know? Or if you let them take enough rope, they'll hang themselves. And by fuck, you know, there's a power of example of just be honest, you know? Be honest. Because what happens is stupid people are dishonest and they get away, they think they get away with some things. And then they get a bit more cocky and they try on even more extraordinarily dishonest sort of things. And then they forget what they did the last time and the time before that and the time before that. And especially if they're really busy, they tend to be fucking making this whole sort of, I guess, this trail of disaster behind them. And what I do is I keep records. On such and such a day, this was the decree. The decree was wrong and it was illegal. And then you countermanded your own fucking illegal conduct, and then you fucking made this edict, and you did this and you said that, and you fucking put this in writing to do this, and pretty soon, like, you know, I guess that's the thing about being sort of virtuous, you know, be honest, do the right things for the right reason. And one of the most powerful fucking things that's ever occurred to me is, you know, don't react. And that means that if someone does something wrong by me, I can either go and smash their heads in, you know, with a legendary, you know, English cricket bat, the professional warfare tool of the ancients, you know. or I can find ways and means and methods. I can sort out all the ways, means and methods to hold them accountable for their actions. And that takes a lot of, sometimes can take a lot of hard work and a lot of effort. But it's far more productive and far more profitable in the long run. So, yeah. Never miss the opportunity to turn a fucking enemy into lemonade, you know? That's good for you. All right, gotta fucking go. Bye.